This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Only about 1 in 3 third graders are reading at grade level in Dallas County schools. And that can have big implications down the road, since only 1 in 5 kids who read below grade level go on to college. A new kind of virtual tutoring aims to tackle that problem even earlier. And the volunteer tutors don't even have to leave the office. At Cochran Elementary School in Dallas, a group of first and second graders read Eat Up, Chick. The book's about a baby chick who won't eat worms because she doesn't like how they look. So she tries other food, a carrot, a bone, some hay. One day, she finally tries a worm, and she likes it. On this day, the story for these kids continues in a different way.
So today, we have the individuals who have been helping you out over the computer with TutorMate. And they're here to meet you face to face. You may not recognize their face, but when you hear their voice, you may recognize their voice.
That's Principal DeMarcus Gorey introducing his students to their tutors in person for the first time since they were paired up 6 months ago.
So let's give these ladies a round of applause.
Dallas and Houston are the first school districts in the state to participate in TutorMate, a nationwide effort designed to increase the number of first and second graders reading at grade level. Here's how it works. Every week, 40 volunteers from 8 area businesses spend 30 minutes online with their students. The tutor and student can't see each other, but they can hear each other. The students read and play games designed to strengthen their weak spots. Cassandra Wallace is a first grade teacher at Cochran.
A lot of my kids who came to me were not on grade level this year, so just getting them to first grade's been a challenge.
Wallace says her students look forward to the weekly call from their tutors. They love reading with someone who's not their teacher, and it's making a difference.
For one example, I have a girl who came in pre-K reading level, and as of this week, she's reading at a first grade level, which is amazing.
In Dallas, the program is a partnership between the district, the educational nonprofit Commit, and Innovations for Learning. All of the kids attend schools in the Molina High feeder pattern in Southwest Dallas. Wallace says the students have been working especially hard on sight words, common words that you can't sound out, like the or again.
Are you going to read a lot this summer?
Do you think so?
You've made
8-year-old Sakura Wesley got her first look at tutor Brittany Summerall, who works for DISD.
You've done a great job.
Thank you.
What's your favorite book to read?
My favorite book to read, I don't know, it's pretty difficult. I like to read all kinds of books.
So far, 14 cities around the country participate in TutorMate, and there are plans to expand. Dan Weisberg, the program's national director, says there's a growing need for tutors.
But the challenge for many full-time working people is that they don't have time to travel to a school to do that sort of work. So the idea was, well, can we blend technology with the one-on-one interaction that tutoring still provides? And the answer was yes.
And for these students, saying yes to reading could be the ultimate key to their future. Stella Chavez, KERA News.